Wiley Publishing, in association with Imagine That Studios and Binary Studios, presents.
Do a podcast?
Do you want to do a podcast, Serena?
Okay.
Okay.
Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. Going above and beyond, Podcasting for Dummies, with your hosts, T. Morris and Chuck Tomasi.
Welcome back to Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. This is, what episode are we on? 12?
12.
12, good.
Episode 12.
That didn't work because your camera is backwards and it looked like a 21 to me.
12.
Do it in binary or something. I'm Chuck Tomasi, co-author of Podcasting for Dummies, and that man trying to give me the finger on the other side of the screen is T. Morris. How are you, T.?
I'm good. We're still plugging away. It's going to be a good year.
It is. We've got a lot of year under our belt by the time this is released. Hopefully,
we're
both still alive and healthy by the time it's released. We're recording this in January, but since
have you seen by the way Death to 2020 on Netflix?
Yes. It's one of those titles that you don't want to watch, but when you do, you're glad you did.
I laughed so hard.
Oh, it's full of great. It's from the producers of Black Mirror, and that still didn't entice me. But when they release it, when you open it up and go, this is a freaking comedy. It's hysterical. Yeah. It's brilliant. Well, you've got to watch it.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking about, you want me to read some lines from if you do Death 21? Okay. Ever since the vaccination, we did not understand our superpowers at first. And, you know, in light of when we're recording this, in light of recent events, Pip and I have been going around the house all day going, conservative voices are being silenced. I said that on YouTube.
Oh,
and my New York Times bestseller.
Oh,
and on
dear.
Tucker Carlson. Twice. I'm sorry. I have a newfound respect for Lisa Kudrow. She knocked it out of the park, in my opinion.
She did a great job. Everybody did. I mean, there's some great names on
one
there.
Of them.
Tracy Ullman.
As Queen Elizabeth. Dear God,
yeah,
that was
she genius. She nailed that one.
Yeah. Death to 2020, everybody. If you haven't seen it, dig it up on Netflix. It's a blast.
Go find that. Anyway, back to podcasting.
Oh, yeah. That's why we're here. Who knew?
We are up to chapter 7 on our topic list. So how did 7 become 12? Well, we talked about some other stuff before the book came out. You'll get the idea.
It's a little timey-wimey podcasty kind of thing.
Sure.
But you'll get it.
Time-shifted book.
You'll notice the book is blue. It's a TARDIS. So
we invented a new
buckle
thing.
Buckle up, cupcake.
Chapter 7 is all about, it's titled, What Are You Waiting For? Record Already. And we've got your gear. We've got your philosophy, your voice, your topic. You know, there's a lot of things that we've planned for and prepped for. Now you want to hit that big red record button on the software or the hardware. There's still a little more to think about. I don't want to hold you back too much.
And the funny thing about that is that I know, right? You'd be amazed how many people get to this point. And that was sort of the method behind it was that method behind us putting this book together. We had to first say, okay, here's how we're defining what a podcast is.
Mm-hmm.
Here's if you really want to do this, here's the gear you want to have. You know, here are the little things that you want to make sure you have in your arsenal. And then here's some tips you should know before you start doing like interviews, you know, and it's okay to struggle to find that voice, but you want to find a voice and stand behind that voice and, you know, speak with gravitas, with confidence, with la pasión, you know, that you want to have that. You want to have that. But then people get to this point and they're like, oh, crap, I've got to hit record.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, Chuck, but I remember the first podcast I ever recorded. And I did that. I built this, you know, I put together the studio with Mike Menengay's help, you know, long distance on my phone. You know, he's telling me to plug this in here and I got it all set up. And I remember I got my mouse and I'm hovering over the record button on GarageBand and I'm just like, I'm not sure if I'm ready for this. I mean, I had my, yeah. I had chapter one of Moravi right there. I had the prologue in front of me. I had my mouse ready to go. And I remembered that sinking pit.
It's like you're ready to bungee jump or something.
Yes. Yes. You know,
Do I trust the parachute before I jump out of the plane? Yeah. I've gone to the training courses. I packed the chute according to what they did. We're in the plane. It's time to jump.
I don't wanna. I mean, it's. I don't know about you, but that was how I felt.
Absolutely.
That was how I felt.
Absolutely. And it was a piece of crap. Mine first one was anyway.
I would like to say that maybe there were a few takes and maybe another re-record or two, but yeah. And then even after I did Moravi, when I launched the survival guide, I had that same anxiety all over again because now I didn't have a script. I was completely without a net. I'm like, well, alrighty then. Now I've gone from relying on the story to relying on me, and that's what this, you know, yeah, you're right. That is what this chapter was about, is hitting that recording button. But are we really ready? You know, are we really ready? So what's the deeper thoughts that we have about this particular chapter?
It really comes down to confidence. You know, you may want to practice a couple of times. You know, tell yourself I could use a golf analogy here. You go to the driving range and get comfortable hitting the balls. And when you feel like, okay, I've got the, you know, the slice worked out of that club, now let's go golf. Okay.
Right.
So there's nothing wrong with this. I mean, there's no expense involved in recording your voice a few times and saying, did I like that? Did it work? Am I getting
apart
to where
time.
I
want
to be?
Apart from time.
Right. Right.
Right.
But if you want to, and I've done this too, before I do a recording for real, I'll read through it a couple of times, just listening on the microphone and the headphones and not even hitting the record button. I'll go, let's see if I can get this closing down yet. You can find Podcasting for Dummies at podcastingfordummies.com. Find our books anywhere you find our books, you know, online. And the voice line is, and you listen back to it and go, man, that was rough. what do I need to work on? Let's try that again. Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast is, okay, we're getting there. We're getting there.
Right.
So refine
right.
a little. Then when you feel a little comfortable, just make the pushing the record button. It's not an event. It's just sort of subliminal. It's like, all right, now let's do it for real. And if you goof it up, you can do it all again. Now, obviously, if you're recording an interview with somebody on the other line, that's a little trickier to do. But hopefully before you start doing interviews, you know, an interview should not be your first podcast, I would hope.
No. An interview.
Unless
an
that's what you were hired for.
Exactly. I mean, you know, we've said this in the book. That hosting interviews is a skill, and that is and there is a talent to it as well, because you're and here we are, you know, next episode still talking about interviews. Mm-hmm. But one of the advantages I think that podcasting has over streaming is you can do that. You can rehearse, you can do a dry run, if you will, and you can get a feel or an idea of this is what we're going to do. Streaming, and this is where I tell people, if you think streaming is easy, it is not. Streaming is very hard because I remember at this one event, it was me, Brandon, and Nick. We were talking about content creation, both podcasting and streaming. And the very first question we got was, well, I want to be really good at the game, but I find chat to be a distraction. But I want to be a good streamer, so I want to interact with chat. So how do I do that? And Nick and Brandon looked at me and I looked at him and I just went, welcome to Twitch. I mean, that is, you don't have the do-over.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a little worried about podcasting and you don't want to necessarily stream and podcast, then okay. Have your first couple episodes just be you, you know, talking and talking with friends and just sort of laying down the groundwork. And if you have to do a do-over, you can. There were several shows that we had to re-record for Happy Hour from the Tower early on, and it became sort of a joke with the other guys. They were just like, they were like, oh, we're going to re-record this one too. And I had to go, yeah, we do, because I'm not real happy with it, and I'm the guy producing this. So shut the F up, sit in the chair, look at the mic, and go. And sometimes it would also be technical difficulty. I would find out that this mic was softer than the main mic.
Yep, yep.
And we'd have to balance that out. And that's one of the other things that you kind of want to do whenever you're, if you're working remotely, like Chuck and I are doing, you want to do sound checks. You want to make sure that you're checking on the audio that I'm using. I'm using Streamlabs as the mixer on my end to make sure that my audio is coming clear, that Chuck's audio is coming in clear. And then we go live. And when you go live, you are live. There are no do-overs. So yeah, maybe streaming is a component you want to bring into your podcast later on. But before you hit record, you got to make sure that all the gadgets work. What else do you think people should consider before they jump into their first record?
I know it's a little bit ahead, and it's not something before your first recording, but it's something that we found very helpful. And this kind of stretches into our chapter 12 content about soliciting feedback and getting comments. But when you make a recording or when you do a live stream, go and ask, or especially if you're doing this with multiple people, like you're doing with Brandon and the crew, is do a retrospective. We found this terribly useful on our webinars. Say, hey, what worked well that we should keep doing? And what do we need to take a look at? If we get done with this stream and we're putting it up like we did last time and went, oh man, there's this nasty echo. Okay, let's look into that. How can we fix that so it doesn't happen again? But also give yourself a pat on the back and continue to do those things that are working well. What worked well? Well, Chuck shut up while T was talking, so we don't have this crazy thing going on with the stream where you can't hear two people talking at the same time. It comes down to things like that that can improve the quality over time, and you just have to take a little bit of retrospective on that. Before we hit, going back to your question, what are some other things people could do before? I still get back to the practice and understand some of your mannerisms. It's very, what's the nice way to say this? We all have our own idiosyncrasies.
Yes.
And you've probably been told them by your dear loved ones that are close to you a number of times. Do you want to, or should you bring those to your podcast?
Right.
It be aware of what those are. If they're stop words like or lip smacking or things of that nature, be aware, because you may want to edit those out, and that will take some time. Or you
take a lot of time. Yeah.
You may want to leave them in as, I don't know what you want to call them, character references.
more like a slice of life. It makes the podcast feel more real. It could also mean that you are talking too fast. I know I am guilty of that.
Yes.
No, I know I'm guilty of that.
I pity the poor fool who listened to me on double speed.
Exactly. And so what I tend to do is tell myself, especially when I've been editing a podcast, whether it's my own or someone else's, I tell myself I should slow down. I should just take a breath, slow down, and let my thoughts formulate and then bring it onto the podcast. And where I get really, I mean, Resonant Moon in our chat last episode basically said, I'm worried that my questions are distracting. And I'm like, no, they're not distracting at all. And when I've got like my cat over here, I got Gamer Cat trying to get into the action and refusing to lie down. And I've got chat going on, and then I'm talking on a podcast and keeping my thoughts straight while I'm looking at the book to see, okay, well, what else do we cover in this chapter? That's a lot to maintain. And if I let an slip, guess what? That's okay. It just means that I have to slow down and hi, welcome back. And then I can go on ahead and make a better podcast. It's not easy. Podcasting is not easy. but you can do things to improve your podcast.
Yeah.
And it's all, and I feel the same way with my stream that I do with my podcasting. If there's anything I can do to improve on it, it's great. And if I am tripping over words, if I'm having a problem getting my thoughts out, if I'm having a problem getting to the point that I want to make, there's a good possibility that I'm overtasking my multitasking, or I'm trying to get the thoughts out before I can really have them all here. I blame age and the fact that I'm the dad of a teenager. So that's what I blame it on. When in doubt, blame the teenager. That always works for me. And you know, when it comes to having focus, going back to what Chuck said at the very beginning of this episode, it comes down to confidence. At some point, you have to push the record button and take your next step forward. And where I get the confidence from is that I think about what Sir Peter Jackson said about Lord of the Rings when he was making Lord of the Rings, the original trilogy. He basically wanted to get, you know, every aspect of the book, you know, everything from Tom Bombadil to, you know, the subplot that involved Rohan and all these different things that are going on, right? And at one point he said, I had to stop, take a step back, and just make a good movie, which is why some things didn't make it into The Fellowship of the Ring or The Two Towers or The Return of the King. It was because there's a point where you can't cram it all into one thing. You just have to focus and say, I've got everything in place that I need. I've got the best cast. I've got the best crew. I've got the best script. Let's make a movie. And it's the same thing with a podcast. You've done everything in the book up to this point. You know, since you're going to be doing interviews, you've read stuff about the interviews, about what makes a good interview. And you've looked at podcasting on the go. No, I'm not going to do podcasting on the go. I think I'm going to do in-house. Okay. Well, then you get yourself all the bells and whistles. Everything is set to go. You've even done a test recording and you know that everything is working and everything's going in the right place. That leaves one thing left to do. Hit the damn button.
Yeah. It's as simple as that.
And you're going to be terrified when you do. And that is fine. That is more than okay to be terrified because you want it to be good. Nobody comes on and says, I'm going to make a podcast that's going to suck. You watch me. I'll make that happen.
And they'll probably be the most famous podcast in the world.
Probably.
I did think of one other thing that I would recommend you do before, and you probably already have without even thinking about it, before you record, is look to other podcasts, other radio shows, other productions for inspiration. You may want to do something in a style that you're inspired by. It's same thing with musicians. Just don't go out and copy verbatim, or it will come across very obvious that, hey, I heard this on this other podcast and you kind of stole their thing. It's like, but yeah. You can be inspired by other podcasters, by other productions, even by movies. I mean, when you start doing these things, you'll recognize certain things. You go, oh, I like the way they did that. Whether it's right. Lighting on your stream and go, oh, I want some of those up lights in the background too. They light up the wall really cool. Or if it's a microphone thing, they go, oh, this person puts in reverb when they go, podcasting for dummies. You know,
exactly.
Have fun with it. You know, it's like, but it makes sure that it's your thing inspired by someone else and not directly ripped off by it.
And the beautiful thing about technology is that they've made that insanely easy. As a lot of people know from working with me on the shared desk and working with me on Happy Hour for the Tower, I love drop-ins. I absolutely adore drop-ins. And I've got several that's on call. You know, I have, of course,
Hail to the King, baby.
I have that. I have the unexpected Christian Bale drop-in from Ford v. Ferrari.
More of that, please. More of that, my girl. And I find the best places to drop
these. I'm more of a Futurama guy, so I get things
that
like...
That was so terrible, I think you gave me cancer.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. I have the inappropriate ones, too. Spence, I remember when...
Hit the record button early. You might have some pre-show gems that you can use as a blooper reel post-credits.
We've done that before several times on Happy Hour.
I don't tell people this every time, but as soon as I'm dialing for an interview, whether it's Skype or Zoom or whatever, I've already hit record. So if you're talking with other people, you can't record too early because you may get some things in there that you want to use later or in the conversation itself. Otherwise you say, oh geez, I wish we'd recorded that. It was absolute gold and you can't really recapture that moment. So yeah, you always say, all right, just so you're aware, I'm recording this call. I know this is an interview and it kind of goes without saying. Done. You know, you've got the legal obligations out of the way.
You want to let people know that yes, the recorder is going. That is not only to protect yourself, but to protect them as well.
Yep.
And you might even get lucky and get some terrific bloopers during the point. And this is something that we forgot to mention in the interview show, was when you ask someone at the end, it's always better to ask them at the end than at the beginning. you want to have them do a bumper for your show.
Yeah, little ID. You've heard them on the radio. It's easy enough.
Those are fun.
Yeah. Hey, this is Chuck Tomasi, and you're listening to Happy Hour from the Tower. I listen to it every time I play Destiny. Yeah. Whatever it happens to be, they can make it fun. Like they could just make it a straight up thing.
Yeah.
IDs are a lot of fun.
And the thing is that if you've already got it rolling, you don't have to worry about restarting anything. You just basically say, hey, could you do this a quick bumper for our show?
Yep.
And hitting that button early, yes, it really can be a treasure trove of blooper reels if you're doing something. That fear is natural. That fear is normal. When you start up a new podcast or when you start up any, I still get butterflies in my stomach every time I do an episode, because I know that I'm always looking to improve. I'm always looking to have a better podcast, have a better stream. And going back to what Chuck said, it's a very fine line between being inspired and blatantly ripping off people, but you want to find that inspiration in other podcasts, and you can. It helps you to be a better podcaster. It helps you, gets the creative juices flowing. There's a lot of options you have when you listen to other people that you respect in the industry.
I would even go so far to take it one step further. It not just makes you a better podcaster, it makes you a better presenter. So think about this in your professional career as well. How you take those podcasting skills. It may feel like you're just talking to a recording device on a microphone at your desk, but there's no reason why you can't take that same passion, the same speaking skills, the same preparation skills to your day job, assuming most of us aren't making a living off of podcasting already. Take those and leverage that in a wider space.
One other thing that you want to also get used to, especially if you've got new gear in, whether it's especially if it's a new microphone, you want to get an idea of how loud you have to be. There are certain microphones you'll sit behind and you can talk normally and it'll be fine. There'll be other times where there'll be microphones that you might have to project a little bit. Mm-hmm. There will also be mics that you may have to, turn down the gain because the microphones are that sensitive. There are no two mics that are built the same. I'm not even talking from brand. I'm talking from model to model. You could put two MXL990s next to one another and both of them will sound entirely different. One will be way more sensitive. The other one, you might need to crank the gain up like just by a couple of notches just to make sure that it's right.
if you swap out an old mixer board with a new mixer board, you're going to have some finagling to get that sound just the way you want it. And again, all this stuff you do before you hit record. And it's the same with going back to interviews, before you hit record, you want to make sure that everything works. And then you start the interview, but you don't just start the interview. You know, you warm up to that. You have the recorder going, you talk to the person, you say, here's how it's going to go throughout the night. And then you go on ahead and you start. And that's where you will also find the confidence. If you've done all the checks, there's a checklist. It's no different than with streaming. There's a checklist before I go live. Have I got the closed captioning on? Have I got this on? Is this, you know, is the title the right title? Or, you know, am I logged in? is Streamlabs working? Am I, you know, how good is the how hard is the CPU working?
I highly recommend checklists. Highly recommend, because even if you take a week off, it'll feel like a year has gone by, and your memory is not going to remember all those nuances by itself. So, as you and your checklist will evolve, trust me. You're going to find shortcuts, or you're going to find automation, and you're going to add new things and say, oh, you know what? I forgot to check the color level on the camera. It was a little yellow on the last episode. I'm not sure what happened to that. Oh, that's right. I replaced bulbs in the studio. I was amazed at how detailed and thankful that I had a detailed one when I was streaming at 6 a.m. a couple of times a week. I could just go down that and it says, here's what Chuck is supposed to do the day before he goes to the stream. Here's what Chuck should do an hour before, 30 minutes, 10 minutes. Here's what happens when you do go live and even a post-production. And this list got longer and longer. And especially when you take a break, you can come back and go, I have faith that it's at least going to have enough stuff to get me through before my coffee kicks in to do that. Checklists, don't underestimate them. Start from day one with a checklist of what did it take to set this up? And then, like I said, you'll evolve it and go, you know what? I don't do that step anymore because it's automatic. When I use Restream, I don't have to worry about setting up Facebook and Twitch at the same time. It just takes care of it for me. You know, little things like that. So keep it up to date. I referred to mine today because I'm going to do a stream at 7 p.m.
Right. And that's the other thing, too. Give yourself, and really, again, before you hit record, give yourself time. Give yourself time to go through.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Whenever I sit down in front of a stream or a podcast and I have 5 minutes to prep, I'm a mess. I'm a mess. I'm a mess.
I need at least 30. And even if I'm sitting there for the last 9.5 listening to the music while my stream is getting ready, I feel ready. And I go over it one more time. It's like, all right, what? Because I have about two or three things that need to happen in a certain sequence. Unmute that, press record, do this, go there. And I'll go three or four times. I'll make sure that my fingers know A, B, C, D. Do it again. A, B, C, D. It's not, with an audio podcast, it's pretty straightforward. You hit record and it's done. But like I said, streaming takes it up another notch. It does.
But they both share in common that you can tell the difference between someone who has done some prep work before they hit record than the person who is like, okay, I got to do a podcast today. Let's go. You know, I mean,
right.
There is room to just get yourself into that headspace. But if you're not pressing that button because you think you're missing something, you may be shooting yourself in the foot. You have everything done. The next part is the hardest part, taking that first step forward. And you've got this. You've totally got this. And you've got to tell yourself you've got this. Otherwise, you will never get past that first episode. So in closing, Chuck, what other bits of advice will we have for someone who is having that tough time hitting the record button?
Yeah, just believe in yourself. You can do this. If I could do it in 2004, honestly, that's been a long journey. If you went back and listened to episode one of Chuck Chat, it was like, ooh, I'm glad it's not around anywhere. Yeah, it's It's been a while.
15 years. 15 years, and we're still doing this.
I'm over the 16-year mark.
I know.
It's like, keep going. But it's been a lot of fun. It's been very rewarding. And I really hope that you have the confidence and the guts to push that record button and enjoy all the fruits of your labor that we have. Cue that ending music, because you can find us over at podcastingfordummies.com. That's where you can find all of our contact information, all the episodes that we've done in season 3 and 4. You can reach us on the voice line. If you've got questions, you don't feel ready to push that record button for whatever reason, please let us know at 703-791-1701. You can also join us as we record these. Subscribe or join or get notified on T's Twitch channel over at twitch.tv/TheTMonster. Remember, Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast, is protected by Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives, share alike, United States 3.0 license. Ooh, that's because I practiced that. Find out more at creativecommons.org. For T. Morris and me, Pod On.